A major shakeup hits the evangelical world. Another outreach group shares plans to reach the world, and you're invited to participate in a special send-off. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A major bombshell dropped in the evangelical community Monday. World Vision says they'll recognize employee same-sex marriages. The expected fallout will hurt the most vulnerable. Kids and their sponsorship programs. Orphan Outreach's Tiffany Taylor says their child sponsorship programs have one focus.
It's one thing to have humanitarian aid and to be able to help the children with their physical needs, but obviously the key for these children is for them to have a lifelong personal relationship with Christ.
$36 a month sponsors a child in one of the countries where Orphan Outreach is working. For the child,
they know that there is someone who is praying for them, who is writing them, who is caring for them. We also have the opportunity for people to go on short-term mission trips and actually meet their children.
For staff and sponsors, every touch point is an opportunity to talk a little bit more about Christ. All this week, we'll be talking more about this with other ministries. There's more at missionnetworknews.org. We turn next to Syria, where the Islamic State of Iran and Syria, or ISIS, is sending stronger threats to Christians in Raqqa. E3 Partners recently heard from a Syrian pastor about the brutal ISIS killing. The terrorists crucified a believer in the town square, telling all Christians this'll be your fate if you don't abide by our rules. Read the full story at our website. Pray for believers in Syria today. Visit us online to see how you can support them through E3. This is Mission Network News. Do you like to help people?
The needs are so great, and we have so much to do in such a short period of time that we are really, really in need of tremendous help right now.
Ron Gunter of Orphan's Heart says they have a big project that's going to change lives in the Dominican Republic. Orphan's Heart is working with the DR government to build 100 homes for the people of Azawa.
This is probably one of the poorest areas of the country. 40% of the families there are single parent homes, mothers who are raising their children alone.
They're also building a facility to function as a community center and church. The pastor will be instrumental in bringing Christ's hope to Azawa.
The members of the community are so open and so hungry for the gospel.
To make all these intentions a reality, Orphan's Heart needs you to join their teams. You can sign up through a link at our website.
Pray for our teams that go, that they will be very sensitive to God's leading.
Meanwhile, an orphanage is a place to help children. Paradise Bound Ministries Open Doors Orphanage in Guatemala also plans to reach the world. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound explains.
It's more than just a children's home. It is an outreach. It's an outreach into the communities around us, which are very, very poor, as they come in and they help us with different aspects of the orphanage, but also to be able to minister to these families and couples.
The orphanage participates in both adoption and foster care, providing a place to minister to hurting families. Smith says,
it's a beautiful, beautiful thing that God has laid out before us to be able to continue to do what we have for the 17 years that we've been in Guatemala, to weave the gospel into everything that we do.
Smith says there are needs that need to be met to increase spiritual impact.
We'll help them get the education they need, hopefully provide job opportunities and the ability to move out and to expand the gospel throughout Guatemala and even other parts of Central America.
And how would you like to soar in a brand new airplane? Mission Aviation Fellowship's newest plane is visiting 3 states in the U.S. before taking off to Papua, Indonesia. The new turbine Kodiak will be used to deliver food, medicine, building materials, and Bibles to hundreds of villages in the jungles and mountains of Indonesia. Friends and supporters can ride the new plane in Florida, Arizona, and California during the first few weeks in April. For more information on the new aircraft, visit us on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Casting Crowns new CD called Thrive when you support Mission Network News.
It's time for us to more than just survive.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll send you the Casting Crowns CD or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.